This podcast is paid for by Principal. No matter who you are or where you are in life, with the right financial partner, progress is possible. I'm Justin Warner, and this is Defining Moments. Over the course of this series, I've listened to stories of people whose bodies and spirits have been pushed to the brink, only to come back stronger than ever. I've been so struck by the amazing ways in which people are able to chart unique courses for their lives and see opportunities where others might not. They've created their own destinies. For the last episode of this series, I wanted to do something really special. So a few weeks ago, we asked all of you to give us your own defining moments. The response blew my mind. Once again, I was amazed by the stories I heard. But one particular tale really stuck out to me.
My name is Nydia Diaz, and I'm a doctor of Oriental medicine.
If you meet Nydia Diaz, she might tell you what she does for a living. She's a doctor of Oriental medicine, which I think is pretty darn interesting. She grew up in New York City. She always felt a pull toward Chinatown. She was drawn to medicine, but felt out of place in hospitals. She crisscrossed the globe from retreats in India to villages in Spain and up one of the tallest mountains of the Himalayas, all in search of her calling. But Nydia's story starts with a dog. She's a college student at Florida State University, and she's at a party.
There's a loud party going on, music is pumping, and everybody in the party is having a great time. And I go into this bedroom where everybody's surrounding a poor dog on the floor, seizing. The dog is having these seizures, and everyone's trying to comfort it with a blanket and, you know, make sure that it's somehow getting better. And I kind of walked up, knelt down, and put my hands on this dog, just hoping that I could relax it with some sort of energy of love. And it worked.
What happens after that? I mean, did you feel like you had superpowers? I mean, I'd try and swing from a building if I could, or see if I could lift a car while I'm at it.
Yeah. I definitely was amazed, and I was like, I gotta look into this. So I started researching, and I was looking at Reiki energy healing and how the vibration and harmony of this energetic body that people have existed. I found this school that was the second oldest acupuncture school, and Reiki energy and acupuncture are very similar. So I went in for an interview and signed up same day.
Nydia threw herself into her studies, learning under the most elite American doctors of Chinese medicine. She graduated as a primary care physician with a focus on acupuncture. She was ready to take the world by storm. But the world wasn't quite ready for her.
It was a huge accomplishment for me, but it was a very cold reality, realizing that no one wanted any Chinese medicine from someone who was inexperienced like I was. My career aspects were really, really rock bottom. I had to explain what acupuncture was to people. What I did was, you know, pop pins into people. How could it be effective? There's no drug in these needles.
These days, American culture has largely embraced alternative healing. Now it's cool to walk around with a yoga mat raving about homeopathic treatments. But this was 2005. Nydia faced an uphill battle finding patients willing to buy into her Eastern medicine, and she was unemployed. To top it off, her marriage was falling apart.
And I had also, unfortunately, gotten a divorce. The relationship had failed, and my family had hoped that our marriage would work out. And I was kind of like in that shameful post-divorce, you know, I don't really feel proud of myself. I just didn't feel rooted to where I was. And so I decided to seek knowledge and go out to the East.
When Nydia says East, she doesn't mean she decided to head to Cape Cod. She means the Far East.
I decided to sign up for a course in Ayurvedic medicine for a 3-month course in southern India. At that point, with not having stability or peace in my life, I just decided that I really wanted to center myself. I went to this one retreat in the mountains that was on the internet as this like great, you know, recommended by Deepak Chopra, yoga retreat that was like first in its class. When I got there, I walk into a den in this really, really like mountainous retreat with these dome huts. And I walk in and everyone's huddled around this fireplace. And they started talking about how evil this place was.
It wasn't sun salutations at dawn or green tea and mindfulness. It was dark.
These people were talking about how the week before someone, a couple had arrived and the husband had died soon after he arrived, and they didn't want to return the money back to these people. And Deepak Chopra did not recommend this place at all. You know, it was just, that was just all lies. That was my first experience of, you know, seeking spirituality. And I landed in this place that was really for money and really for greed. And where was the spirituality, you know?
Nidhi didn't travel all the way to India to get scammed. So she kicks up a fuss and she gets herself tossed out of the retreat. But she does manage to get her money back. So there she is on the other side of the world, disillusioned and disgusted. Undeterred, and with a pocket full of rupees, she sets out to find the spirituality she's seeking.
I would really just go with the wind. I would not plan anything. I would just take it day by day. I was still seeking. I met, I basically would show up in a town and try to find someone who was renowned for their healing abilities.
For years, she bounces around Europe and Southeast Asia, meeting gurus and healers and masters, even meeting the personal physician to the Dalai Lama. But often, these people turn out to be just like the retreat in India, not quite up to their billing. Some are shams, some are snake oil salesmen, and others are simply unable to give her the knowledge she's looking for. But there's one man still on her list, a Chinese healer who Nidhi thinks might be the mentor who could guide her.
It's a Snow Lion Mountain doctor.
Snow Lion Mountain doctor. Wow, I mean, that sounds like something in a video game.
Right.
But right. This is a real person.
This
Snow
is a real
Lion
person.
Mountain doctor.
Yes, this is a real person. This is a real person, yeah.
To meet the Snow Lion Mountain doctor, one must travel to the mountains that border Tibet. She finally makes it to her ultimate destination, China. But
it was basically kind of a letdown because it was really empty, and he had all these really old testimonials on the wall, like hundreds of them. And I just sensed that, you know, he didn't have the answer, or he didn't have the knowledge.
Were you disappointed?
Yes, I was disappointed. I guess I had gotten used to being disappointed. I think that in the search for these gurus and masters and whatnot, I felt that there wasn't like a full answer that I was happy with. So I decided just to encourage the universe to show me the way.
Well, so you spent 7 years getting here. You've traveled all the way to China. You've crossed the last guru off your list. Where does the universe take you from here?
After meeting the Snow Lion Mountain doctor, I decided to enjoy these beautiful mountains. I'm almost at like the ceiling of the world. I should probably go another 6 hours on a bus to go to the foothills of this incredible magical mountain called Kawakarpa. And I go with a friend who is an experienced hiker, and I trust that he knows what he's doing when he mentions, maybe we should take a shortcut. So we decide to go down this really steep walkway, but we didn't end up finding the right road. We had taken like a goat path or, you know, a riverbed that wasn't a road. There was no food, no water. We had run out. So we were just hoping that we would find the way. We were really exhausted. So at one point, walking through the riverbed, I tell my friend, I'm going my own way. If you don't follow me, I'm sorry, but I have to go my own way. That energy was the last essence I had. I think I was about to pass out on this riverbed floor, just out of sheer exhaustion, but realizing that I had become the mentor I was seeking. My own master and my own mentor.
After the better part of a decade traveling the globe, seeking someone who could teach her all the secrets of alternative medicine, Nydia found her guru. She could be her own. When she got back to the U.S., she opens her own practice, and true to form, she doesn't go for acupuncture or even Reiki. She forges her own path.
I am now a U.S. agent for a company in Germany, seeking FDA approval for our version of medicinal leeches.
Leeches? Like actual leeches?
Yes, I found that there was a very, very, very strong calling for me to find things that worked. So I discovered medicinal leeches, and it's become a passion of mine because it is so effective.
You know, in my days, I've made some really weird food, and oftentimes people aren't really into it. And I think what is so cool is that, kind of just like me, you've been out of work, and people have been skeptical about your art and your practice, but now you've doubled down, and not just acupuncture, not just Reiki, you're incorporating medicinal leeches into your practice. What do you say or do to change people's minds?
I had to wait for people to come around. I knew it was just a matter of time. And if I was patient enough, I could have enough luck. And that I would find something that would be worthwhile.
Dr. Nydia Diaz now lives in Florida with her husband and infant son and operates her own thriving Eastern medicine practice where, yes, she uses real, live leeches. I'm Justin Warner, and this is the final episode of our Defining Moments series. Head to the website to listen to all the episodes. Thanks for listening. This podcast was created by Guardian Labs US and paid for by Principal. Produced by Carrie Budge and Devin Taylor. Presented by me, Justin Warner. Sound designed by Pascal Wise. The executive producer was Alana Chance, and the series editor was Sachin Chanalikar.